It's a big hoo-ha if a woman dates someone younger.
Mm-hmm.
People have been like, well, she's a predator. Drake,
a 37-year-old man dating a 21-year-old.
Ooh.
And people will say, oh yeah, but age ain't nothing but a number, as you know, Aaliyah saying.
Hey, now we
but
know.
But now we know.
Good afternoon, good evening, welcome to another incredible episode of Husband and Life. My name is Standish Child and I'm here with my beautiful wife,
Kelechi, and together we are
the Chat Peekers. What's good? Natural today, my darling. Huh? Rocking your fro.
Rocking the afro today because I'm tired of doing my hair. Simple as that.
Well, you don't want to go and wait in a salon.
I do not for
6 hours.
I do not. Even if you have an appointment, you still have to wait. Yeah. So I don't want to do that, and also I don't want to do it myself because you need enthusiasm and motivation to sit. And it was an arm workout as well. I went to the gym yesterday and I feel a bit sore today.
Back in the gym.
I'm a bit sore today. So I just said, you know, we'll let it be free.
Let it be.
This is me.
Let it be.
You know?
Let it be.
So what do you think, guys? Should I continue with the natural?
Froze.
Fro or no fro?
Froze or no.
I like it. It lets my scalp breathe for a minute.
It's nice though.
It'll be different next week.
You know,
it's the wonderfulness about being a black woman. So,
you know,
we just be changing, swapping and changing every minute.
Them looks, innit?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
On point.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good. Well,
how you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm amazing. I am here with you, you know, doing what we do for the people, you know, talking about real life, real problems in real time.
Real relationships.
Real relationships, you know. I was reading on my phone the other day. I was on one of the platforms. I think I was on Insta or YouTube Shorts. By the way, this will be a good time for you to go on a YouTube channel and subscribe.
So it's a perfect time.
Perfect time.
Perfect time to
perfect
click.
Time. Click right there.
Right there.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was on there and I saw this thing. Apparently, Drake, a 37-year-old man, same age as me.
Drizzy
Drake, you know, is out here dating a 21-year-old.
Ooh.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
And it's caused a little bit of an uproar, not as much as Drea dating the 22-year-old basketball player who's just about to sign a big NBA contract and about to have a baby with him. And she has a son who's the same age as him.
I think that's what it is, though. I think that it's one of those things where the society is one-sided when it comes to when men do it versus when women do it. It's like it's a big hoo-ha if a woman dates someone younger. You know, it's like uproar. Oh my God, how could she? Don't get me wrong, I am not for what she's done at all, because 21, absolutely not. I couldn't even see myself dating a 21-year-old. What would we talk about? What would we be doing? Like, for real. But at the end of the day, she's having a baby. So the baby's coming into the world. They need to figure it out.
Is that baby confirmed?
Yes, it's confirmed. She's done a whole photo shoot and she's shown us the bump and she's grateful for the child coming into the world. So yes, it's confirmed. She's confirmed that she's pregnante with her baby daddy. Baby daddy who's 22. He was 21 when they started going out.
That's crazy.
Just about legal. Hey.
So, because there's so many different factors, because on one hand, if you think about it, you've got Leo, I can't even say his name.
Leonardo
DiCaprio.
DiCaprio, yes.
he gets them from 19, 20, 21. When they get to 20, 23,
yeah,
sling your rook, mate, you know.
In his 50s as well.
50s.
That's crazy.
Pack your bags. We're going straight to the airport.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, we're sponsored by Shafika Travel. But what you didn't know...
What you didn't know is that you can book with Shafika Travel, save yourself money, actually save yourself some time, and create amazing memories with your family, knowing that everything has been organized just for you, tailored just for you. Now, the best thing that you can do for yourself and your family this year is to click on the link below and get yourself booked in with Shafika Travel. I just think when there's an age gap, like such an age gap, and people will say, oh yeah, but age ain't nothing but a number, as you know, Aaliyah sang to us.
Hey, now we
but
know.
But now we know. Now we know why that song was written. Yes. Okay. Ooh. So, listen, Drake. And Lotto's, is it Lotto's sister?
Lotto's little sister. Big Lotto's little sister.
And she's bigger than her. I think that he's a grown ass man and he knows what he's doing. But then you could link it as well to the whole Kylie and Tiger thing.
But she was underage.
She was very young.
He was there, recruiting from year 10, year 9, blood. He was there waiting, like
he was just on the sidelines, grooming, getting her ready. So there's a lot of examples of these kind of relationships where it's like on the cusp of illegal. They're just waiting.
It's like, ooh,
on the cusp, you know.
What's that? Evade, not avoid. What's that? Say? Avoid, not evade.
Avoid, not evade. You always get it wrong. Avoid, not evade.
Evade. You know, taxes. That's what they end right there.
You just avoid it.
Avoid it.
You don't evade it.
Bezos the ting, you know. You don't want to fat Joe the ting and end up in prison. You don't want to do that.
You don't want to get in trouble. Mm-mm. You don't want to do that. But yeah, I think when they try and justify why they've chosen this young specimen, beautiful person, again, you will see that they will tell you, oh, you know, we have a connection. We get along. We have things in common. They have great energy about them. You know, you hear all those things. You're like, oh, okay. So you didn't find all those things that you're talking about, all those wonderful traits. You didn't find that
in an
with
older,
all the women that are surrounding all of the women
that you've encountered.
That you've encountered in your lifetime. You didn't find none of that with, I mean, there's a plethora of women that he encounters on a daily basis. But this one, this spring chicken. This one is the one. So I was just like,
so is he wrong in this situation?
If it was my child, I'd be like,
feel?
Hell no.
You know?
If it was my 21-year-old daughter, I'd be like, hell no. But at the same time, she's grown.
We're about to come up.
She's a grown woman. So once they're of age, you can't tell them nothing and they have to live their life. So
they have to find out in real time.
And maybe she's just having a little fun. She's like, oh, it's not even that serious, bro. It's just a bit of fun. Just a bit of good time with the rapper who's going to fly me around the world.
She's going to get flued out.
You know, I'm going to meet some great people, make some connections.
It's a step up. I already planned my
her strategy.
Her business to launch her business from this. This is marketing for her brand.
She's
going to
be on Fashion Nova. Boohoo. It's all happening for her.
Collabs.
You know? Collabs.
Open for collabs, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe it's just one of those things where it's not even serious. They met, they're friends, they've come together. I think what makes it more dramatic for Drea is the fact that the boy was 21 when they announced they were dating. The fact that he's an NBA player, the fact that she has a son that's the same age. And so a lot of people have been like, well, she's a predator. And so all those factors make it a little it makes it look really bad for her, basically. It looks like she gunned for him. Like she was scouting.
She was scouting.
She was recruiting.
Oh, this is a good prospect.
This is a good one. And he's that big contract gonna be coming handy.
Real soon, you know.
And now she secured it with the baby. Oh. So there's no way out.
That's another 21 years.
There's no way out. Secured. Even if they don't work out, she's gonna get child support. We're all good. Do you know? She just secured the thing. So I feel like, I wonder what his mum
must be feeling,
knowing that she worked hard to get her son to this point, and this woman that's probably nearly the same age as her is going to come along and reap the benefits of her hard work.
But there must be another aspect. Maybe he just found love. You know?
Yes, it's
he
true.
Found love, he adored her. She's a good looking lady.
She's beautiful. She's absolutely stunning.
So, and he was like, maybe she's not outside like these young ones. They're just out here.
And she's done everything that she needs to do.
She had her whole phase, as they call it. And
she definitely did.
She's out the way. She's ready now.
There's that story where she left her 7-year-old son, the son that's now 21, left him at home by himself with freezer dinners. For a few days so she could go to Vegas with Chris Brown, because you know she's Chris Brown's ex.
Is she?
Yeah.
So she left the 7-year-old by himself?
Yes. To go and party with Chris Brown for the weekend. And she was arrested for child endangerment.
What?
So,
what?
Yeah.
This is true.
This is, well, allegedly. allegedly. But it was on the show. Because, you know, she's from Basketball Wives. That's the show that she's from.
Who was the husband that she was a basketball wife for?
Oh, I can't remember.
Is there another one?
I don't know.
There's another NBA player.
Oh, yeah. She's a basketball wife. That's where she comes from.
That's what she. Oh.
That's how we know her.
Oh.
That's how we know her. She's a model, and then she was engaged or something, or basketball. I don't know. But she's a basketball wife. Reality show cast member.
That's
cast
how
member.
She come on. That's
how
come
I know
up.
Her. That's how I saw her. And the first scene she had, and you know that like how women like to look up who's coming into the circle.
Yeah.
And they Googled her, and that's what came up.
Mm.
Jay Michelle arrested for child endangerment for leaving her 7-year-old son at home
to go party with
Chris Brown. You know,
now the media love Chris Brown, so they were ready with that one boy.
Yeah, he's a bad influence on her, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
This is what Chris Brown will make you do. He will make you leave your child. to go see him.
Hey.
You know how they be dealing with them papers?
Oh, God. Yeah, so they would have spun that. And that's how I found out about who Jay and Michelle was from the Basketball Wives show.
Dang.
And that was the first scene, like how they introduced her. So obviously, because of that, all the women disliked her. They were like, you are a terrible mother. And that's how it all came along. But I will say, she held her own. She explained. I don't know what her explanation was, but she held her own that entire time she was on the show.
I could FaceTime him. I could see he was all right. I sent my neighbor to go check on him.
I don't think FaceTime was around then. He was 7 years old.
We had a dog in the house, you know, to protect
the household whilst I was boogieing in Vegas, enjoying good times.
Securing, you know, I was investing into your future.
I was trying to catch a bag.
I was trying to catch it in proximity, you know.
She stays in proximity, that is for sure.
In rotation.
So, I think that it's interesting though, like hearing other women talk about her situation versus Drake. I saw a little clip of Joe Budden asking Melissa Ford what her take was on the whole Drea situation.
What did she do?
And
Joe Budden was like, but we know she ain't even gonna give us no answer, man. Shut the fuck. She ain't even, you know, you. I'm getting pissed off now, but this shit is not. Like, what? Where is this energy for any other male that.
She was so angry.
She was like, what actually happened?
Yeah. What did she do?
She had no clue.
Yeah, she was clueless.
Everybody was like, what?
Her whole energy changed. And I was watching it thinking, she must be friends with her. because that's the only reason why
they're the same age,
you would be
they're
acting like
the
this.
Ages,
they have to be friends, and she's obviously doesn't want to upset or say anything bad about her friend and talk about her business
publicly.
Because there's no way you would keep quiet and have no opinion whatsoever on it.
This is your reason why you're on the show, bro. This is
a woman's perspective.
And then you're just going to be there like,
what? Quiet. And they were like, okay, so let's say it's your son. Let's say that he is your son. What would you do?
Like, oh, actually, he's grown.
I can't tell him what to do. He's grown. And I was like, okay, she's definitely friends with her. They're brethren. You can't talk about your brethren on your show.
And they were like, nah, bro, we ain't talking to her on this episode. She's cancelled, bro. So we went, because... You know, there was this was Switzerland at the highest level.
Oh,
you know
she was
I mean?
so careful with her wording. It was crazy, and I just thought, yeah, this is what happens.
On the fence, bro. When you stay on the fence, bro, you get a wedgie. That's what happens. So you better,
it's painful.
It was. I was like, yo, what's going on?
But if it was anyone else, she was hot on it.
Quick.
Predator.
Quick.
How dare he?
You know?
It's been happening for as long as time.
Yeah.
I don't even know how long. There was times at school where the older boys would be outside waiting.
The squaddy boys were ready, bro.
Outside waiting for the girls in their school uniform.
And nobody said nothing.
Nobody said nothing. It's still happening.
Yeah.
You know? So I think... Well, that's different. I think that's virgin. Not that's really like illegal.
That's even more illegal.
It's even more illegal. But it was so open.
It was, no one said nothing.
It was so open. The girls loved it. They were like, "Oh my god, he's older. He got a car."
Literally, that's what it was.
He can take me places.
So imagine how it is now for the
girl that's dating Drake right now.
Yes,
she's losing her mind, mate.
You know, so for
private
the,
jets all over the place.
So for the imagine the mental health that the level of stress that the young men around her age have trying to impress those kind of girls now.
Oh.
Because now them girls are gonna be like, if Lotto's sister can get Drake, Drake. What you lot do? Can you lot do for me? It's already like that. So
what
now
do
gonna,
you bring to the table?
Now it's gonna be like, what? I need the whole furniture village, blood. It's gonna be a little table. It's gonna be. I need a driver. I need that before we even talk.
Oh man. Oh gosh.
Yes. So that's where it's going.
Oh gosh. Is all I gotta say. I'm sorry for you. But you know, I think. There's definitely discrepancies when it comes to male versus female in this situation. Mm. It's definitely one-sided.
Yeah.
We look down more at the woman who is... Mm. Yeah, we see her as like, you know, one of those black widows that kind of catch a man in their web. In their secret web and like seduce them with their BBL and their big titties. And... Maybe it just wasn't like that. Maybe they just knew each other. They got on and they like each other and they have energy and connection. It's a lot of words about connection these days when it comes to relationships. Oh. And the spark came, you know?
Maybe that's what Melissa Ford was trying to say, isn't it?
That's what she was trying to say. My son is a grown man. I can't tell her what to do. And it's true, you can't. You can try, but he grown.
We don't believe.
But,
you. Nah,
you know.
We don't agree. Strongly.
We don't agree. But from my perspective, my child could never. I would ship him to Nigeria as quickly as I possibly could, mate. Catching flights as soon as possible. Because my child could never. Yeah. No.
It's Chris.
Mm.
So.
That's my take on it, anyway.
Let us know what you think in the comments. Yeah, it's a bit.
Is it a double standard, or do you think let people live their lives, let them just get on with it?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what you think. Comment below.
Oh, yeah.
that sound was hearing.
Yes, absolutely. So yes, let us know how you feel, because it's just wahala all over the gaff. We'll see you again next week. Comment, like, subscribe. Thank you so much.
Take care.